We're here.
All right. That was
not
better.
Yo-Yo-Yo.
That was much better.
That you've been looking for.
You know, I feel like you've done this to make me feel better because one thing after another has gone wrong.
That's true.
With this computer. But we are back.
We're here.
We are here after what may seem like a week hiatus, but you know what? We don't hate nobody.
Mm-mm.
Because as soon as we're done recording this on this Friday afternoon, November the 8th,
yep.
We are going to release this podcast because this should have come out on November the 4th. So apologies for all of you. My name's Eric. This is Kyle for the What
right
the What
here.
Podcast. Apologies that our planned episode on Disney Plus did not come out Monday.
It did not.
Unfortunately, when we recorded last week, had everything done. Great episode. Perfect. I'm sure it was. The next day when I went to record, my computer was not acting right.
Nope.
So I went to reboot it, and it did not come back up. Like
nope.
A big gray screen, question mark on the folder. So I took it to the Apple Store.
It was a Dell. It would have been the blue screen of death.
The blue, and if it was an Xbox 360,
red ring of death.
Yes.
Yep.
Took it to the Apple Store. They thought, hey, maybe it's a cable.
Hmm.
Well, cable didn't fix it. They replaced the cable anyway because, you know, they got to get their money. So
I mean, they already ordered the cable.
They already ordered the cable.
Might
as well put it in there. And so I got the MacBook back today.
Mm-hmm.
We lost everything we did 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Important lesson learned. Back up your stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And now as we're getting here, getting ready to set up, I plug in my adapter to the laptop to charge it and
doesn't charge.
It's not charging.
Laptop doesn't charge anymore, folks.
So I'm hoping it's the charger itself and not the computer because I don't want to go back to Raleigh if I can help it.
I mean,
so
it's up to you.
So we're going to record this podcast and another one hopefully before the battery dies.
We'll see.
We'll see. And we're going to get this one out as soon as we can
mm-hmm.
today. But today's episode is on the Disney Plus channel. It's coming out. It's going to start service on November 12th, which for those of you who are calendar impaired, like Kyle sometimes.
Yep. Sorry.
Yep.
I'm scooting my chair up. I want to make sure I didn't scoot over my microphone cable.
Makes sense.
There we go.
So those of you who are calendar impaired, November 12th is Tuesday.
Yes.
This Tuesday.
Coming up.
It would have been nice, I guess, if it could have like been out today, like on a Friday, so people can get like your maximum effort on, oh, it's the weekend. Let's watch Disney Plus.
The good thing is, though, is if it came out today, people will probably be like, I don't have time for podcasts. Disney Plus is on.
This is true. Maybe people will listen to the podcast now
mm-hmm.
in anticipation for Disney Plus coming out on November 12th.
Some people may not have had a clue what Disney Plus is.
I mean, I've met people like, what's Disney Plus? I'm mm-hmm. like, you haven't heard?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe not.
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, you didn't know? Well, you better call somebody. Better call the What the What podcast.
We're right
because
here.
We're right here, and we're going to explain to you exactly what it is. It is a streaming service with a ton, and I mean years.
2,000 pounds.
Decades.
A ton.
Centuries worth of film, television shows, direct-to-video
yeah.
sequels.
Yeah.
Stuff they didn't even own. Like
tell
the,
them about
like
it.
The Simpsons.
Tell them. Tell them about it.
And it's all going to be on one streaming service.
Tell
so
them.
If you're a big kid Pretty at heart them. Like myself and Kyle.
Let them know.
Then you are going to love the Disney Plus channel.
Inform them. Give them some knowledge.
I already have.
Drop some books on them.
No. That no.
Osmosis.
No.
I don't have anything else.
Good.
as far as I go right now.
So technically this is a what the what or a what versus what episode. I got that wrong last time so I can correct it. I kept calling it the what episode. Well, they're all what the what episodes.
Yep.
This is a what versus what
it's
episode.
Always a what versus what. Okay. Me versus you.
No.
My side of the table, your side of the table.
No, it's just for fun, Kyle.
The yo-yo-yos versus the yes.
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 Yes. We're going to talk about our three things that we are excited about the most that we are able to watch on November 12th when it comes out on Tuesday.
Yep.
So, it's for those of you who you know care about this kind of thing, we are going to be spoiling some stuff, I'm sure.
Spoilers.
On the things we talk about, possibly.
Secrets.
So just be aware that we are going to be talking about things, all things Disney, and we may spoil some things that if you haven't seen it before. We apologize in advance. You know, if you hear us talk about, say, The Fox and the Hound, and you haven't seen The Fox and the Hound, maybe.
That's your own fault.
Well, one, your own
Fox
fault.
Fox and the Hound's been out for a long time.
Yeah, it has. But secondly, go watch it on Tuesday, then come back to the podcast.
Yeah.
And listen to our thoughts on it.
Nah, so. Nah. You deserve to get spoiled at that point. We ain't giving you brand new movies. We're giving you history on lessons you should have learned a long time ago. If you don't know about Fox and the Hound, blame your parents. Blame your grandparents. Blame somebody.
You ever hear the phrase that's easier to get to attract bears with honey rather than flies or something? Or no, it's easier to attract flies with honey than vinegar. You ever heard that phrase?
I don't even know why flies are trying to eat the honey or the bears or the vinegar.
It's easier to attract flies with honey than vinegar.
Who are you calling a fly?
I'm calling the our fans who...
Calling them flies.
Yes, I am. What I'm saying is you're
being... That's what the fans of the What the What show are calling
You're
now.
Being incredibly awful to them.
No,
by
I'm being
by
honest.
Calling them stupid.
No, and you're calling them flies. I'm telling
I'm
the
saying
truth.
I'm saying if we want
the truth
to,
hurts sometimes.
Don't talk over me.
You need a Will Howard in your life, folks. Will Howard grabbed me by the hand and said, look, we need to cry. We need to watch Fox and the Hound. We sat down and we cried as men in high school.
Are you done or can I talk now?
I don't know. Are the Will Howards not still available in this world?
Can I talk?
If you don't have a Will, get you one. Don't have one, get one. Toy Story, available, Disney Plus, Tuesday.
Just let me know when you're done so I can say my piece.
I ain't done, but you can go ahead.
No, then I'll wait for you to finish. Go ahead.
Peace be still. It's like Medea said, I got my piece of steel right here. That's about it. You can go ahead. I got to drink a swig of Dr. Pepper.
Good. What I'm trying to say is, if we want more fans, we get that by being nice, offering something sweet and nice, rather than, hey, you should have watched Fox to Hell already. Well, it may be true. But you ain't got to say it like that.
All I know about flies, if you get a fan out and swat them, they're gone. So we don't want to be fanning in any flies or calling our fans flies or the fly fans.
I don't know how you're defending and making fun of them at the same time, but you're doing a really good job of it.
Fans out there, I don't call you flies. You want some honey?
Metaphor. Metaphors.
College?
No.
You got some collard?
It's a
and
metaphor.
You need some vinegar?
And it doesn't mean they're
I
flies.
I will give you some vinegar.
You are
if you need honey
everything.
For your chicken biscuits with your sauce, I'll get it for you.
I just hit my mic.
That don't even mean nothing.
It means something to me.
Well, that doesn't mean a thing to me.
How much battery do we have left?
Probably not enough. Who knows?
Well, go ahead.
It doesn't say
go
numbers.
Ahead and tell the
bar.
People that you just made mad.
I didn't make them mad.
What your favorite thing is?
They're
that you're
thinking,
looking
they're speaking
to.
The same thing. They're like Fox and the Hound. I've spent many a time crying at Fox and the Hound. They know about it.
They know
the pain.
Go ahead.
They've seen it.
Go ahead.
All right. Here's what I'm excited about: Disney Plus. As I talked about last week on the podcast that you will never hear because it got deleted, I categorized my things. I'm not necessarily excited for one single thing in each category. I was like, hey. Categories. My first one, Disney Afternoon / cartoons. I am excited for Disney Afternoon cartoons to once again be available in my life. For a long time now, you couldn't get them. You could get a few box sets here or there. You could watch them on YouTube at either a slowed down pace or a sped up pace with the screen a little smaller than the other screen. You could cheat it out. You could watch some old VHSs, but not anymore. You want to watch some Adventures of Gummy Bears? You got it. You want to see Bonkers? You got it. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Even Stevens, Gargoyles, Goof Troop, Lizzie McGuire, Muppet Babies, Mighty Ducks, Recess, Tailspin, you got it. All you got to do is log on to that Disney Plus, and it's right there at your fingertips, all the seasons, all the episodes. Put on your nostalgia goggles. I brought this up, I think, last week in the podcast that you will never hear because it got deleted. We have this thing we believe we're going to start promoting nostalgia goggles. Because there's some things like some of those cartoon shows I just mentioned that honestly you probably need to put your nostalgia goggles on before you watch them and realize that you loved them so much as a child, but now maybe they don't hold up as much, but you got to put your nostalgia goggles on, forget about that, and just enjoy it for what it is. Share it with your kids. Share it with your friends, your family. Eric, you teach multiple kids a day. Just pull them in and say, Disney Plus, folks. No time for PE. Disney Plus.
I would get fired pretty quickly if I did that.
It depends. Depends on who the teacher, who the principal is, how they feel about Disney. A lot of people love Disney.
It's more about how they feel about me doing my actual job, but yeah.
Well, tell them, hey, I got it. Pull a TV in there, give them to do some jumping jacks while they're watching DuckTales.
No.
Every time they say, woohoo, they got to, like, run a lap. It'd work.
Thank you for simplifying my job into just simple jumping jacks.
I didn't say that's your whole job. I'm just trying to squeeze in some physical education while we can watch Disney Plus.
Okay. If you can tell me how that fits the four standards that they have to reach in their grade level, then yeah, I'll do that.
I don't think I reached any standards, folks. I'm still fat. I did not run well on those ages. I feel like every time I got used to a sport where I was good, we switched it to something else because that's how fast the curriculum has to go. Because it's got a lot to teach and a lot to pick in there. But, yeah, Disney Afternoon, I'm excited. I don't feel like Eric saw a lot of that because he didn't have cable growing up. So Eric gets to see a lot of these things for the first time now. I was talking with Roy Jr. today, Mighty Ducks. His son is really interested in hockey now. They play it in their garage at nighttime. But he has not seen Mighty Ducks yet. Roy Jr. wasn't quite sure if his kindergartner was ready enough for Gordon Bombay getting pulled over for a DUI and all those other things happened in that. So I told him about Mighty Ducks cartoon series. You know, you got pretty much a spinoff of how Ninja Turtles were. We had Mighty Ducks that played hockey. They were actual ducks. And then at night, you know, their secret lair was underneath the rink. So they battled crime. I used to have those action figures. I still have a couple, I think. But, yeah, what's your number one, Mr. Creature, over there?
One thing I'm really super excited about is these movies that Disney released, mostly kind of in the 90s era, but there's a couple in the early 2000s, specifically movies like Blank Check.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie of the Year is a favorite that I'm – and I hope we're talking about both of these at some point on the podcast.
There's many times I wished I would have fallen and broken my arm and could do what he could do.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way most of the time.
It doesn't. Unfortunately, that's not how science works. There's one that came out in, I believe, 2005 called Ice Princess that was on TV like a lot. And it's not the typical kind of movie that I would think I would like because it's about someone who wants to go ice skating or become like a really good competitive ice skater.
Mm-hmm.
And she does that by using like her intelligence like to apply her physics project to her own skating to like really good results.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really interesting movie. Just stuff like that. Blank Check was like the movie for me as a kid because like kid gets $1 million.
Yep.
He lives in a family or in a house, you know, mom and dad. Don't point at my mic. I'll talk as low as I want to,
well,
okay?
Just say, if you want the people to hear you, you got to have your
they
mouth.
They will
at
not
the
be
mic.
Able to hear me because you've already talked over me.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But, you know, the kid lives in a family where mom and dad don't really take him seriously. The two older brothers are always stealing money from his piggy bank. And he's like, I just want, you know, my own stuff, my own house, my own room, my own toys, all this other stuff. And he ends up lucking his way into a Blank Check, which he fills in for $1 million.
And he buys
a castle
that happens to be in the middle of town. There's a castle
yeah,
in
right,
town.
Right there on Main Street.
Yep. He buys a castle, goes by the name McIntosh.
Yes.
And nobody had a clue.
No one who knew who, you know, McIntosh was at that point. I mean,
maybe if you had a Blank Check, you could get this computer to work right.
Possibly. I'd just buy another computer at that point. We can each have a computer.
Yeah. We'll all have computers.
Yeah, one day. Fantastic movie. Rookie of the Year. Obviously, just. You
classic.
Know, you got a kid who's playing for the Cubs in the World Series.
Yep.
You know, I don't care what the historians say. The Cubs won the World Series in 1993.
Yeah.
Or 1994. I saw it. My own two eyes.
And then the Angels won it what year?
Probably the year after that.
Because I think they were in the outfield.
The Angels were in the outfield, yes. So, flap those arms.
Mm-hmm. Right. Flap them up. Let them know the Angels are there.
So, that's my first one. What do you got? Number two.
Number two. Disney Channel original movies. I don't know if you guys got into these as much as I did. It hit me at a great time in my life where I was into different things such as skateboarding, rollerblading. Brink came onto the scene. I already talked about Brink.
Back
to school episode. I was talking about Brink, about how I was excited about that. Brink is one of my all-time favorite, especially like original movies. But back then, Disney was putting out a movie, I think once a month, Disney Channel original that they just went straight to the Disney Channel. It didn't go to theaters. I think some eventually made it to like VHS and stuff, but it's very hard to find. I think I may have mentioned it on that episode, but I tried to find a copy of Brink in the past 5 to 10 years. I found a VHS and it was over $100 on eBay. I did not buy it. So, but thankfully you can get it on Amazon now for a lot cheaper. And Tuesday you can see it on Disney Plus. But you got Brink, Cheetah Girls, Cadet Kelly, Cool Runnings, Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, Johnny Capahala back on board. The sequel to the amazing first movie, Johnny Tsunami, Luck the Irish, Motocrossed, Rip Girls, and then all three Xenon movies. I'm just excited for all those. Those were all great things from my childhood. Sure, we may have to throw those nostalgia goggles on for a couple of things, but a lot of those back then related to what kids were doing. Cheetah Girls revolved around like singing and stuff, but then you had Cool Runnings that was, I don't know if that was an original movie. I feel like that was more of a movie, but
Cool
it was
Runnings
on there.
Was great.
Yeah.
You Jamaican, asked me during the Lost podcast, had I ever seen Cool Runnings? Of course.
The Jamaican bobsled team.
Yep.
It's a great one. Johnny Tsunami is a movie about a guy that lives in Hawaii who surfs, who ends up having to move to somewhere up north in the U.S. where it is super cold, so he ends up learning to snowboard. A lot of the things, motocrossed was a girl that rode motorcycles or motor, like dirt bikes, and raced. Rip Girls was a girl that ended up going to Hawaii and ended up learning how to surf and do other things. A lot of cool things in the movie. Xenon is a girl in space. Now, I didn't go to space and I wasn't a girl, but still amazing movie. Made you love things. There's a lot of awesome music in some of those movies. But yeah, I'm really excited about those things because a lot of those you have not been available to. They weren't something, like I said, that is put out on VHS that everybody owned or anything. It was something that you may have caught it on TV as it played, but some of that is probably just ringing a bell for some of us. So we're like, well, hey, I kind of remember
that. Yeah, I remember watching that randomly one time, mm-hmm. and then I never saw it again. Well, now you have a chance to go back and watch
it. Because I didn't, and that's not even the full list. That's just skimming through, but there's some great ones that are going to be out there. So exciting times ahead.
Well, speaking of exciting times, some of the things that I remember from my childhood are these awesome Disney movies that you had on VHS. Mm-hmm. And we all know the popular princess-themed movies such as Beauty and the Beast. Yep. The Little Mermaid, which had a live special on TV this week. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I didn't get a chance to.
I didn't.
I did see some stuff. This is me talking over you now.
Yep.
Where Shaggy was Sebastian.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. You know.
I saw where Uncle Jesse is the chef that cooks or tries to cook the crab.
Oh, nice. But I saw like people who were like kind of memeing it or whatever on mm-hmm. Twitter. Like King Triton's like, tell me what happened with Ariel. And then Sebastian's like, picture this. They were... hanging on the ocean floor. And then someone's like, I really don't understand this new version of Jesse and the Rippers.
Hey.
But yeah, so stuff like that is popular. You know, Cinderella, I mean, all that's great.
You know how long it's going to be popular?
Forever.
Forever.
Forever. But then you've got movies like The Fox and the Hound, which we mentioned at the top of the podcast. You've got direct-to-video sequels such as The Return of Jafar.
Now, that was not the return of Robin Williams.
No, it was not. Dan Castellaneta, the voice of Homer Simpson, mm-hmm. Played the part of the genie there. He doesn't show up for like half the movie, but anyway. Which, there's also the third Aladdin movie. The
Return of Robin Williams.
Well, that's not the name of it. But should have been. But one of the big selling points of that sequel was Robin Williams is back as mm-hmm. the genie.
Yep.
You got The Lion King 2. We talked about on the Lion King podcast how Lion King was based on Hamlet. Lion King 2 is based on Romeo and Juliet because there are no original stories in Hollywood anymore. It's all adaptations of Shakespeare. So I'm looking forward to a Disney.
Now you
take
said you
on
never saw Lion King 1.5.
Never saw Lion King 1.5. That came out when we were in high school, and you know, just wasn't cool enough for me to want to go to the theaters and see it. So,
like I said on the previous recorded version, that got deleted and we'll never hear. It's fun. It's not the nostalgic moments that you'll feel from the first one, but it was cool, like, how showing how things happen from a different point of view. And so it's more of a comedy, like, fun thing versus the other.
Same. I'm just super excited for stuff like that. Fox and the Hound was, like you said, tearjerker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hound dog.
Mm-hmm.
Actually named one of our beagles Copper.
Nice.
After Copper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember how the movie plays out. I know it's sad.
It is.
I know it's best friends turned against each other mm-hmm. because of, you know, one's a fox and one's a dog. And they mm-hmm. hunt, you know, the dog hunts the fox and stuff. But and I know there was like a mean old man with a shotgun and,
mm-hmm. and
a bear.
Grandma.
There was a bear trap and a grandma. But I don't remember. I remember.
I don't
like,
think the bear trap and the grandma went together. But they were there. Same movie.
But, you know, so I got like all these flashes of different things from mm-hmm. the movie, but no incoherent or no coherent order to place them in.
Gotcha.
So I'm looking forward to popping that on at some point next week and being like, okay, oh, this is how the movie is. No wonder it's so sad.
Yes.
Some good stuff.
I think Flubber's going to be on there.
Flubber. Yep. Flubber's great. You know, Shooter McGavin's the villain in that movie.
He
the
is.
Guy who, Christopher McDonald who plays Shooter McGavin.
Just to be fair, that's Shooter McGavin. No matter what he does in the rest of his life.
Always Shooter McGavin.
Little Beaver, Leave It to Beaver, his dad, Shooter McGavin.
Happy Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago.
Yes. Moving on to my number three.
I guess I'll let you have number three.
Number three. Ahead. I'll let you have a number three in a second. It's that time of year, folks. For Eric and some other people, it's not quite that time of year. But for me, it is that time of year. Christmas movies. We're getting there. Disney Plus is going to be loaded up with Christmas movies, some that you probably remember, some you probably never heard of. Quick run through of ones I just grasped real quick. 12 Dates of Christmas, Babes in Toyland, Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas, Christmas Cupid, The Christmas Star, Decorating Disney, Holiday Magic, Disney's A Christmas Carol, Good Luck Charlie, It's Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Mickey's Magical Christmas, Once Upon a Christmas, and Twice Upon a Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, 1947 and 1994 version, The Mistletoe's The Muppet Christmas Carol, One Magic Christmas, Pluto's Christmas Tree, Richie Rich's Christmas Wish, and The Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3. I'm excited for this. I'm a person that loves to sit around in my house, drink a cup of either hot chocolate or coffee with my Christmas tree all lit up, with the mantle all lit up, with my stockings hanging down over there, and just putting on a Christmas movie. Now, sometimes they are great and it's fun, like the Santa Claus that we'll talk about in our next podcast episode. But there's others that are honestly just really cheesy, and they were made for TV on the Hallmark Channel. But they're just as fun to watch because it's something just magical about Christmas time.
And that is the magic of Christmas. Movies like that where, I mean, the Hallmark Channel movies, it's the same story, basically.
For the most part.
They've got a template they follow, but you still watch them.
I do.
You know, like, Ricky loves the Hallmark stuff. Mm-hmm. He's got me hooked on it because, like, it's on whenever I come over during the Christmas season.
Yep.
Which, for him, is actually, like, December and not November.
Well, but, I mean, it works for whoever.
But you get hooked on it. And, you know, no matter what, you know what's going to happen, but you're still addicted to it because that's just the magic of Christmas.
So. We also watch it because it could be that one time that it doesn't work out that way. Now, I've yet to find that one.
No,
but it could happen.
That's not why you watch. You'd be devastated if it turned like, wait a minute, I thought they swerved us, bro.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You'd be kind of mad if that happened, I think.
I do get excited, though, because especially in the past, like, year or two, especially since Fuller House has come out, every year on the Hallmark Channel, they put out at least one to two, if not more, movies with either Candace Cameron, I think Buer's her last name now, mm-hmm. Jodie Sweetin, you know, characters from Fuller House that are
not
now.
Not Lori Loughlin this year.
Probably not this year.
She's probably
she's
in
had
prison.
Her own things that she's, you know, busy dealing with right now.
Prison.
But, yeah. She has been in multiple ones in the past year or two as well, though. But they advertise it as that. I know Jodie Sweetin was in one last year. I didn't get a chance to see it. I saw, like, part of it. I always liked her from Full House. She was my favorite.
The actress who plays Gretchen from Mean Girls. I'm trying to think of her name.
Yes. She was in a lot last year. And
she was also the original voice of Meg from Family Guy. I cannot remember her name. It wasn't Amanda Seyfried. It wasn't Lindsay Lohan, obviously. It wasn't Rachel Lohan. Who was that girl? But she's in them pretty regularly. So,
yes. And she does a good job at it.
Yeah, she's a really good actress.
I think she was in one with Mariah Carey.
Hopefully one day I'll remember her name. And, you know, that'll make her an even better actress. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about. I haven't started decorating for Christmas yet. I know some of my coworkers already have. I know there's multiple people that have, some that haven't. But, yeah, we still got Halloween decorations set up at my house, so we've got to take those down and put up some Christmas stuff before long. But, yeah,
cool.
What you got for number three?
Well, originally.
Originally.
I had one thing here.
In a world. No. That was Boy Meets World.
Which will also be on the streaming service, by the way.
Along with Girl Meets World,
which I'm excited about that, too. But originally I had one thing here, but then some news came out this week.
Okay.
So they're going to share the third place spot. And they have nothing in common other than the fact that they are related to major media franchises.
Okay.
They're just separate media franchises. You have The Mandalorian,
yep.
Which is was on my original list when we first recorded a week and a half ago. And it is a TV show set in the Star Wars universe about bounty hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last trailer dropped last week. It looks excellent, awesome. Cannot wait to watch episode one of The Mandalorian on November 12th. But then it was announced this past Wednesday that Avengers Endgame will be available to stream November 12th, a month earlier than originally planned.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to watching that again as well.
I'm trying to remember. Did we see that twice or once in theaters?
I saw it twice. No, yeah, I saw it twice. I don't know if you saw it twice.
I don't remember.
I know I saw it with you once, and I feel like I saw it with Sean once. Because that's what I have to do. I have, you know, you and Ricky, and then I have Sean, who was a cop, and, you know.
I think I only saw it once, now that I think back on it. So it would be cool to go back and watch it. It's a good movie regardless.
It's an excellent movie, and I'm excited that it's available a month earlier. So if I mean, I might not watch it necessarily on November 12th, but if I have some open time on a weekend or over Thanksgiving, I can devote 3.5 hours to watch the Avengers Endgame on the Disney Plus. I'm excited that it's out early.
While you're Black Friday shopping online, you can just have Avengers Endgame play.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a person that queues up some Christmas movies and pulls up the Amazons of the world and all the online stores and figures out what I'm supposed to be getting for my friends and family.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame could be a holiday tradition for you.
Absolutely, it could be. Along with not setting up a Christmas tree.
That's true. You just get very rebellious. Every year, instead of a tree, you just put Lord Thanos' glove up and plug it in where it glows in a corner.
You know, if I were to put a tree up, I would do one. I want an Infinity Gauntlet on topping.
Yes. How awesome. That's what I think you should aspire to do. You should get a tree. It doesn't have to be a giant tree. Just a tree that's all like
all Avengers related.
X-Men, you know, Marvel related. So you got all these different ornaments, but then you have a gauntlet right on top.
You know what? That might tempt me, possibly. One thing I did think of while I was talking about Avengers Endgame is we haven't talked about any MCU movies on the podcast, and I'm hoping next year at some point we can start a series where we go through each one of them in the order they were released.
That'd be cool.
Maybe once a month and once every other month or whatever, and make our way through the MCU and other related properties. One of my favorite podcasting shows is called Binge Mode, and they've done Binge Mode Harry Potter, where they explored the books and the films and everything related to the Harry Potter universe. I'm still going through it. I started this podcast back in like July when I started rereading the books, and I'm in Deathly Hallows chapter 23 through 25 is what I listened to today while I was on the way to Raleigh. So I'm almost done with the books, but I haven't listened to any of the movie podcasts because I haven't finished watching all the movies yet.
Gotcha.
And then they have the Fantastic Beasts movies, which are also related. They've done pods on those. Well, they started Binge Mode Star Wars 2 weeks ago, so I'm starting to listen to that stuff. So I'm sure they're going to end up doing Binge Mode MCU at some point. They've also done Binge Mode Game of Thrones. I think it'd be cool if we did our own version of Binge Mode MCU.
That'd work.
And explore the Marvel Cinematic Universe and everything that kind of relates to it, you know, and it would take some
it's a long game.
That's a long game, and you know, they release like 3 pods a week, and it's their job. They work for TheRinger.com, and they have like 30 podcasts on their Ringer network, and we have other jobs where we can't do that, so it'd have to be a much longer game. But I think it'd be cool to release them like kind of under that banner.
You say give it, you know, 5 to 10 years, and we'll finally catch up with Marvel. And so as they release them, finally start.
Well, especially since they're releasing like 4 movies 1 year, and then they're also releasing like 3 TV shows on the Disney Plus channel,
which all are related, all now
interconnected. If we were to do this, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be something we could discuss. Agent Carter could be something we discuss. If we wanted to be thorough and subject ourselves to watching the terrible 8-episode series of Inhumans, we could do that too. But there's also other stuff, you know, in the wider MCU canon. There's tie-in comics and stuff that we could also explore. All this to say, a lot of the stuff will be available on the Disney Plus channel. And so we'll have that resource available to us. So the fact, just thinking about Avengers Endgame coming out makes me think we have a potential, like, it'll still be a What the What podcast, but it's, you know, like a subsidiary of What the What. Like,
so we start technically with the Incredible Hulk, though, right?
Iron Man was the first
one. Iron Man before Incredible Hulk?
By a couple of months.
The one, the Edward Norton one.
Yeah, the Edward Norton one. Yeah, if we want to talk about 2003, Ang Lee's The Hulk, but it's not in the MCU.
What we'll do is we'll just play that little crying music at the beginning of the episode of where Hulk's like running away in the desert, and that'll be our review of that
movie. That'll be our review.
And then we'll just start right into Iron Man.
But then you could also have other spinoffs of this. And we could do like X-Men, the X-Men movies.
True.
The Fantastic Four movies. We can do DC-related stuff.
Well, Batman should be coming out, I think, 2021.
Right.
And I did see where Matthew McConaughey has been cast as Two-Face.
Oh, cool.
He got cast.
All right.
Technically, I think they said that he will just be Harvey Dent in this first movie with turning into
Two-Face
later.
As long as they do it right. Because Aaron Eckhart was a fantastic Harvey Dent / Two-Face. I just hate we did not get more of him.
Sure. And same and way, too, you talk about, you know, Matthew McConaughey, we automatically both go to All Right, All Right, All Right.
He's a fantastic actor.
He has been a great actor in a lot of other things. And not to say, like, that was a good one, too, but it just shows his scale of acting.
Yeah, I mean, he had the Failure to Launch movie is the one I immediately go to as a, yeah, he was, you know, that wasn't a great movie, but he was kind of funny to watch. Mm-hmm. But then he puts in some really good performances. He was in season one of True Detective, which was on HBO, and it has gotten, like, rave critical acclaim, I mean, just for how good he was. He's also really good in those car commercials.
He is. I almost bought a Lincoln, but I didn't. I almost did.
So we'll talk about the spinoff of Binge Mode MCU. Mm-hmm. We have to probably call it something different.
We'll let Ricky come in on this. Yeah. He's a big Marvel fan.
He's a big Marvel fan, too. He can maybe provide some insight. And by then, maybe we'll have a YouTube channel to help supplement that.
Yep.
Not that I'm calling you out or anything.
Well, you know, computer crashed. I haven't had a chance to
do it. Right
now,
it's not even charging. We're lucky if we're able to get this one out by 5. So.
But yeah, the only thing I had a little note, we've already covered or at least mentioned Marvel and Star Wars and all that's to come with that. The only other thing I'm really hoping for, and like I said, the list from what I saw was gigantic, so I'm sure I may have missed some things here and there. But I'm hoping for some classic Disney cartoons.
Yes.
The old Mickey Mouse, old Pluto, Goofy, you know, back in the day where all of a sudden just between the show, all of a sudden here comes a cartoon that's a giant Mickey face to kind of like throw it out there. Same way, you know, Warner Brothers had Looney Tunes where they would do the little like spiral thing. This had, you know, a Mickey face where it was a Mickey Mouse cartoon coming up or Goofy or whoever. Mm-hmm. Just parts, you know, it's technically of our childhood, but, it, you know, ages and dates back way before our childhood.
Oh, absolutely.
But, just to have some of that on there. Like, it's the same way you have Looney Tunes and everything else from growing up. It'd be awesome to have a lot of these classic Disney cartoons that are just shorts or whatever, just to throw in there and watch together as well. But that was all I had. There's so much more that we could talk about and excited for.
Definitely.
And we didn't mention what's not coming yet.
Absolutely. I have an unanswered question for you.
Okay.
That way I did not raise, but last time. But, you know, you mentioned the classic Disney shorts, and it just got me thinking of a classic question. Goofy,
okay.
And Pluto.
Yes. I don't understand how that works, just to be honest.
Okay. I have one more.
Okay.
Donald Duck.
Okay.
Okay. He gets in the shower.
Yep.
All right. And when he gets out, puts a towel around his waist.
Okay.
But he doesn't wear pants.
Maybe.
What's up with that?
I'm afraid to answer that one. Because I'm afraid of where I would end up if I answered that one. So I'm not. I don't think I will. I think I'll leave that for your imagination.
And to be fair, that's not my question originally. It was Chandler being in season 3 of Friends, the one where no one's ready, second episode of that season.
I'm trying to scroll back through to the other week. Whenever I did another video, we had a lot of comments from you guys out there about what you were excited for. So let's pull that together. Throw that on there real quick. Jenny Varnum says she was really excited about watching classic Disney movies.
As we all are.
And she did mention, won't we be able to watch movies that are in the vault? Which,
yes, the vault.
We didn't touch on that this episode. The Disney vault where movies, they'll put them out where you can buy them, watch them for a while, and then they'll put them away where you don't have that option anymore. All that's going to be available for you. So for the first time, for a lot of people, maybe seeing movies for the first time ever. For a lot of other people, maybe sharing a movie with their child or just friends that they watched as a child that they haven't seen since childhood. Laura Daniels Davis also said she's excited for the original movies from her childhood. She missed them. Can't wait to see them again. Joy was right. Talked about Phineas and Ferb, how she's excited for that, how it's a great show. Also, old good cartoons. Let's see. Casey Wright says, the movies. They don't play my favorite movies on TV anymore. Also, I heard Pixar shorts are going to be on there. That's my dream. We didn't even talk about any of the Pixar stuff.
No. It's
but that's included, too.
Forky ask a question is something I'm really looking forward
to. Yes, honestly, I am. I saw where somebody dressed up as Forky for Halloween. I thought it was an awesome costume.
Great costume.
Let's see. Jenny Varnum discussed how I have not seen Frozen yet. But like I said, it's cold. It's the time. Frozen, you know, it'll be here. We can let it go, and I'll finally watch
it. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Well, don't hold it back.
Let it go, let it go. The perfect girl's gone.
Is that how it goes?
I think so. Oh. In one of the verses.
Burr. It's cold in here. Mm-hmm. Must be a Toro in that.
Must be Toros in the atmosphere, which is something I haven't seen either.
And so. I don't think that'll be on there, though.
Probably not.
Bring It On, I don't think, made it to Disney+. Jordan was right. Told us that she'd be glad to host a movie night for Disney movies for that we've missed that we could watch all together.
Yay.
And let's see if there's anything else. Chris Rode had told me as well what he was excited for. Let's see. Here we go. He is excited most of all about The Mandalorian and then also excited about all the Vault movies you have access to that you can't go out and buy right now or rent or do anything like else.
Sword of the Stone, Rescuers Down Under, the Rescuers in general.
Yes.
Box in the Hound, we already mentioned. Pocahontas, which is something we were originally going to talk about this month. Mm-hmm. We pushed it back. Mulan, which I think we are going to talk about in February because it will coincide with the release of the live-action Mulan.
That's true.
Which means, I don't remember Mulan at all. And I know Mulan was already on Netflix and stuff.
I know you, there's that song, Let's Get Down to Business.
There's also, I'll Make a Man. The Hun. I'll Make a Man Out of You.
And there was another song that we played in band in middle school. It was a Christina Aguilera song.
Well, see, we didn't play, we did You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan.
Yes, and I remember I was super jealous.
And you'll be in my heart.
I remember like that, like touching my heart. Like
yes,
just that song is an amazing song.
You'll be in my heart.
From this day on.
From this day on.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
More.
More.
Yes. I remember because you were in the band with my ex-girlfriend at the time, or I guess current girlfriend when I was in seventh grade. And I was like, man, my girlfriend's playing my favorite song. Because I guess Tarzan was my favorite at the time.
I had a great baritone solo.
That was awesome. See, I didn't get that. We played something from Mulan.
We also did Men in Black.
Yeah, see, y'all got the cool stuff.
We got the cool stuff because we were older.
You know what happened? I got to 8th grade and we lost Mr.
Jackson. You lost Mr. Jackson and you didn't get any more cool stuff.
We didn't even go to King's Dominion that year. Or Busch Gardens.
Yeah, Busch Gardens. So, yeah, that's terrible.
Anyway, that's about that time. We need to start wrapping it up. So.
Well, let's wrap it up. We're excited. Super excited that we are able to record this, obviously.
Yes.
And we hope you're just excited as we continue on this journey of going through pop culture and nostalgic things, you know, like next week's topic, the Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
Again, it
25 years
to the day.
It's crazy.
November 11th, 1994. It'll come out November 11th, 2019, assuming we can, you know, have battery and stuff to record it. But we're hoping that you're just really excited about what we're doing. If you are, find us on Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
Or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Podbean, Google Play.
Yep.
And please rate and review us. Five stars. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook and Instagram are What the What Media. And Twitter is WTW_media. And let us know what you think. Are you excited for Disney Plus? Are you excited for the possibility of us doing an MCU binge mode? I am. I hope y'all are too. But that's all we got for you today. This episode will come out within the next 29 minutes, I hope. I'm going to download it to an MP3 and upload it to the website as soon as we can. So we hope you're excited for that. Which, if you're hearing this now, you've listened to it. So hopefully you enjoy
it. Way to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. So we'll catch you on Monday, November 11th, for the Santa Claus. Until then, stay as cool as the other side of the pillow. And we'll see you next time.
What the what?
Bye! We'll be right back.